Good morning. I'm Alisa Z. Thanks so much for spending your morning here with us on the Sunday edition. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about money, the outlook for our economy. Sounds like people overall are pretty optimistic. And an issue that we're dealing with now, according to my expert, Pat O'Keefe, is one that we've been straddling for a little while now, Pat. And we're talking about a lack of people available to work in jobs in the skilled trades when there really are jobs out there, and things seem to be a little bit inside out in the way we incentivize certain levels of education and training versus, hey, go to school, learn how to do this, and you'll get a really good job. I think we're flipping the script a little bit now, but we're still dragging our feet because of where we were reputation-wise maybe before, that there's more honor in a different kind of four-year degree or a master's than go learn how to do something. And then you can work and get a great job. You won't be up to your eyeballs in student loan debt. And you'll be working at a really good job that helps to pay the bills, supports your family, and you can feel good about, right? We're inside out.
I totally agree with that. And I think, you know, it's like anything, when the financing is too relaxed and people don't really understand or have a game plan as to what it takes to repay the money that they're borrowing, because it's so easily accessible, people forget that there is a cost and an obligation to repay. They find that they're swimming in debt. And the issue, I think, is even bigger than that, because, you know, this country is built on hope. And when you take hope away, then you have socialism. And when you see some of the political candidates that get a lot of traction with their promises of free stuff, it really defies American entrepreneurial system, which will impact innovation, which will impact capitalism, and I believe democracy. So there's a kind of a snowball effect, you know, with all these. And I think, you know, while the government programs have been helpful, they really haven't produced any accountability on the other end of the transaction with the student in terms of making them employable and putting them in a position to where they're not dependent on the government, that they, you know, can go out and be in a position to repay their obligations in the form of student loans. And, you know, I suppose it's nobody's fault and everybody's fault, you know, as to how we have that. You want an educated populace, so education is important. Nobody would disagree with that. The question is how do we put those dollars to work in a way that benefits the society? There are numerous countries who really define, you know, what as a country they need in terms of jobs. And they support them. So if, you know, it's viewed that we need, for instance, more civil engineers because America's infrastructure is breaking down, then, you know, maybe you have a free tuition program for those that are interested to be civil engineers. And that's true with doctors. We have a growing, you know, population of elderly that are living longer, arguably in, you know, less than ideal conditions in terms of their health. And so, you know, healthcare continues to expand, but the resources to provide it sometimes are not always there on a qualified basis. True. So maybe you provide programs for people who want to be doctors. And I think you can identify certain occupations that are key to strategically, you know, to the growth of the country, where those people who are interested in it as a young student that want to pursue it should be encouraged to do so. And we shouldn't have the financial impairments there with the cost of education. Higher education, you know, can do a lot to lower the cost too. I've sat on 3 or 4 advisory boards and university boards, and unfortunately, we're still building brick and mortar, which is costly. It you know, dresses up the campuses and makes them look real pretty, like things are going on. But you know, e-learning is, you know, the wave of the future, and a lot of universities are not adapting it as fast as they could because, again, it's a disruptor, and people don't like change in disrupting the status quo, but you wonder if there's a more effective delivery mechanism for education than in the classroom, you know, type work.
And not all students are better students in the classroom. Many do better in an e-learning setting too. So you need to address who your audience is as well.
You know, there's no question that it's kind of interesting. The president right now at Purdue University is a business guy, and you know, he ended up buying Kaplan University, which had a big online presence and a big in Kaplan's targeted student base is the 30 to 60 year old stay at home mom. who is seeking a career when they get done raising the kids, or wants to, you know, dabble in a career while they're, you know, juggling essentially two major chores, you know, the home and their job. But, you know, 30,000 students, and they've used that platform to not only increase their student population, but to give them some resources that they can extract to other parts of the campus. And I think, you know, it's that type of out-of-the-box thinking
right.
that, you know, really enhances the delivery of education, which is needed in so many ways.
I've been looking for about 2 years now, on and off, for an online program to get a master's. I don't need one for a career, for a job. I just would like to get a master's, and I have a couple of subjects I'm looking at, either music history or English literature. And I have yet to find a fully online program for a master's that suits my taste, that isn't going to steer me into teaching music or it's really hard, but I'm pretty close to in that age group. I'm a little bit above it, but pretty close. But there are a lot of people like me, I would think, who are saying, all right, the kids are just about raised. Now I want to do something for me just for fun, get a degree in music history. But I have searched high and low, and I'm sure they're out there, but it's not so easy to find, which tells me that in this day and age that we really are lagging behind, because I would have thought, yep, I should have been able to find that in an instant.
Yeah, I mean, the United States spends more than I think every other country besides Luxembourg in terms of education, yet our 15-year-olds rank, I think, 31st in, you know, math, reading, and science. And, you know, I think generally people might be enticed to pay more if they were getting more, but in the U.S., as it comes to education, we pay more and get less. And so I don't think it's a money problem. And I don't think teachers are incompetent. And I think we need to reconsider the delivery system of how we provide education and who we reach,
right.
You know, with it. And I think, you know, to the extent that we can raise everybody up and spend our dollars wisely, the resources are there.
Yes. We have only a minute and a half left. And I know we've wandered in many different areas, but again, still pertinent and important information. In the last minute and a half, what stone should we flip over that maybe we've missed?
Business owners in the business environment all agree that low unemployment has created challenges, and the retainage of skilled workers is a problem. But finding workers today with different skill sets mm-hmm. that they need, whether it be, you know, blockchain, artificial intelligence, robotic process automation, you know, they view all those to be major skills over the next 5 years, and there's some concern about that. I would tell you, you know, in terms of, you know, there's a lot of things. People their focuses have shifted. They spent a lot of time watching the interest rates because they were going
right.
up, but yet that hasn't changed. People are worried about trade wars. You know, the U.S. market is still the best place in the world for capital. And the reason for that is we have laws, we have regulations, we have a stable government, and, you know, the world likes investing. And one of the reasons they like investing here also is that we had a very qualified labor force, and that is shifting. And so
what's scary.
We need to maintain that competitive advantage.
And I think that's a great place for us to pause. Words to the wise. Pat O'Keefe, thank you so very much for helping us to know what's important and what we need to pay attention to. I really appreciate your coming out here.
Thank you.
And thank you for spending your morning here with us as well. Once again, I'm Alisa Z. You're listening to the Sunday Edition.